Daryl English grew up in suburban Los Angeles, moved with his family to Louisiana for his father's defense job, and joined the Navy after high school. He became a satellite communications expert, knowledgeable about special warfare and cryptography, and stationed at Mayport. When his enlistment ended, Daryl met with a Navy transition counselor, and he told the counselor he needed only a pretty small income.
Transition counselors, the ones who are supposed to help you transition from military to civilian, he seemed to think that with all the schools, all the training I'd had in the military, it wouldn't translate to a civilian position, and was telling me I won't make much money, I would have to find something else to do, that there was no demand for what I was doing, which was kind of a shock after 20 years.
Daryl ignored the counselor and started his next career on familiar ground.
I got together with a friend who had gotten out right about the same time, and we got contacted by a government contractor in California. They offered us a position, and I went back to Mayport, where I retired 2 weeks earlier in civilian clothes, for almost twice what he said I would not be able to make.
With a head start, Daryl and his friend became civilian tech guys.
We knew it was only good for a year or two, so we started taking Microsoft exams, because at the time, a certification with Microsoft as a systems engineer was the hot thing.
Daryl worked for a number of years with a Jacksonville contracting company, maintaining the computer systems of major businesses in the area.
One Thursday afternoon, they came in about 3:30, 4 o'clock, right as we were all coming in from our jobs, and were met with a group of people who said, we want you to pick up your personal belongings. We'd like you to vacate the premises and don't come back.
Daryl couldn't find a job without leaving town.
My wife's sister is a nurse. And I used to spend hours watching these medical shows on TV. So she thought, well, you have this interest in this medical field. You like working with people. You've been teaching CPR 15 years now. Why don't you become a nurse? I kind of looked at her like, you want me to be a nurse? Predominantly female field. Going from a strong electronics background, computer background. And I looked at her and I said, okay.
So Daryl English went to UNF for his bachelor's degree in nursing, then to Florida to earn a master's for his advanced registered nurse practitioner certificate.
As a nurse practitioner, I can evaluate and prescribe anything but controlled substances. I like getting more involved in the treatment care than you were. RNs, we usually follow the physician's orders.
After a back injury that required surgery, Daryl became interested in pain management and works in that field today. He admits that his more than 20 years in electronics delayed finding his true vocation.
If I would have known that this would have been such a good fit for me, I probably would have been in the Navy as maybe a medic. But at the time, when you have a recruiter who's saying, I'm going to give you all this money if you come into our new nuclear power program, because we really need people, it's hard to turn down several thousand dollars. You hear the expression, one door closes, another opens. Well, in my case, one door closed, I had to kick another door open to get where I wanted to be. That's fine. That's just my personality.
Daryl's now working on a doctoral degree.
I'm actually looking more into changing my doctoral program to a doctorate in education, because when I think of closing the loop or coming full circle, in a few years, my plans are to get into an education position and kind of give back, especially to Jacksonville. They gave me all these opportunities. I want to get back into teaching somehow.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.